I'm tired of doing all these extra chores. Why did Mom have to get a job? I don't want to do dishes anymore.
Your mom is making a sacrifice to make sure you have what you need. Can't you make a small sacrifice for her? Hi, today is Sunday and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Growing up, I thought I did a lot of chores. I would vacuum the living room, take out the trash, and even clean out the nasty litter box. But now that I'm living on my own, I realize how much work my parents did that I never knew about. Your parents might ask you to do some chores too, and even if you don't think it's very fun, you should work without complaining and realize that your parents are doing far more than you may think. Just follow what it says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Let's listen to our story. It's called Too Much Work. Amelia put the last plate in the dishwasher and cleaned the kitchen sink. I'm tired of doing all this work, she grumbled. Dishes, laundry, cleaning the bathroom, straightening things up. There's no end. Hey, you're not the only one who works around here, her brother Patrick reminded her. Dad and I made dinner tonight, and, I might add, without griping about it. Well, I don't know why Mom had to go and get a job, Amelia said. You ought to know, said Patrick. You're one of the reasons she went to work. Me? I didn't ask her to go out and find a job. No, but the money she makes will pay for things you and I need, like food and clothes, said Patrick. Dad always paid for all that, Amelia argued. Yeah, but he's been cut back to part-time for now, and we don't know how long it will last, said Patrick. Money's been tight, and when the chance came for Mom to take this job, she felt it was an answer to our prayers. So she took it, he frowned. Mom's making all kinds of sacrifices for us. Can't you make a few for her? With that, Patrick left the room. Amelia thought about Patrick's words. Am I acting like an ungrateful, spoiled brat, grumbling just because I have to do extra chores? She asked herself. I don't mean to be, but I guess I am. She felt ashamed. Dear Jesus, Amelia murmured quietly, please forgive me for being so selfish. Help me be willing to make sacrifices for others like you did for us. And please help me have a better attitude from now on. Thank you for all the good things you give us. When Mom arrived home a little later, Amelia gave her a big hug. Hi, Mom, she said with a smile. Patrick looked at her in surprise. Hi, kids, said Mom. How was your day? Good, replied Amelia. Want me to heat up your dinner? Dad and Patrick made beef stew, and it's delicious. She giggled at Patrick's puzzled expression. So far, only she and God knew she had a changed heart. So how about you? Do you often need to help out at home because your parents work? Do you find it easy to complain if you have to do a few extra chores? Remember that your parents work to provide for you. They do it because they love you, and you can show them love in return by being willing to make sacrifices too. Thank God for your parents and for the work He's given them, and show them His love by cheerfully helping out at home. Our key verse is Philippians chapter 2, verse 14.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
And our key thought, appreciate the work your parents do. I want to encourage you to spend time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlocked Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day. But it might be a story, a poem, or maybe even a journal entry made by a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked at unlocked.org. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.